So let's begin by reciting the verses from the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way. And we are up through number 17. To those who teach that phenomena occur dependently and are free of ceasing and free of arising as well, are neither discontinued nor enduring, and are free of coming and free of going as well, to those explaining this, the consummate Buddhas who still elaborations and make peace to those who are so genuine, not from itself, nor from something other, not from both, nor without cause, does any entity ever arise in any place whatsoever. On the path that has been walked on, there is no moving. On the path that has not been walked on, no moving either, and in some other place besides the path that has been walked on, and the path that has not been walked on, moving is not perceptible in any way. The eye does not see itself. How could it possibly see something? If you try to prove that the eye does see something using the example of fire, will do you no good. When explanations are given using emptiness, whoever would try to find faults in them will not be able to find any faults at all, since the faults are empty to previous to space's defining character. Not the slightest bit of space exists if space existed prior to its defining characteristics. Without defining characteristics, in order to establish that things occur together as a unit, first assert that there are discrete things to begin with. Independent things do not exist. A unit comprised of them does not exist. As it is with dreams, with illusions, and with cities of Gandhara, so it is with arising, it is taught, and also with remaining and ceasing. An agent depends on there being an action. An action in turn depends on there being an agent. They exist only in dependence on each other, and there is no cause for believing them to truly seeing, hearing, and so forth, and further sensations, and so forth. If the one to whom they belong does not exist, they do not exist. There is no fire that depends on firewood. Further, there is no fire that does not depend on fire. There is no firewood that depends on fire. Further, there is no firewood that does not depend on fire. Birth, aging, and death cannot be simultaneous, for the one who would be being born would be dying. Neither would have a cause behind it. That which is only suffering does not exist in any of the four ways, and not only that outer entity exist in any of these four ways either. If there were but the slightest thing not empty, there would be as much emptiness too, since there is not the slightest thing not empty. However, how could emptiness ever be the object seen? What sees and the seer, these three do not meet with each other. as pairs or all together, the transcendent conqueror who fathoms both entities and non-entities in his oral instructions to Katayana spoke of existence, non-existence, and refuted both of them. While bound, one is not liberated. While not bound, one does not become liberated. If one who is bound were becoming liberated, bondage and liberation would be simultaneous. Afflictions, actions, and bodies, as well as agents and are like a city of Gandharvas, like mirages and like dreams. That's awesome.
Nasan jimi jira paras madhe manga nam gongo sozora re yeje jirwa tusum jarve yom la sambha kange ten jen drevaran jong gakpa me ba jimi ba chepa me ba dame om me ba ndro me ba thade dume dun jen trupa nye je jiten ba dhoba san je manon tamba de la sambha lo Rukhan chisi sumu pachin lu zambi chupi chuchi yingun Jarvi yabda chorchan chasi sar mavi singhi timi lodu Lo yike dan lo dan na jingi Trupam ta dan mu yike na Ruva kanchi trake chasam patam chike da da ke chutung tung O la sota Ruva namka ta dan nyambe Simchin tam che chutung do Sipang korwa tan hiwa nyande jinta nila mane ba mene pe zoba sanje je kompa rinpo je dhubar sa te yi che do tambi cho la tu sang gom som je chanpar jeo nyambe samba sanjun cho do toki pangando tang de sempar jo.
So before listening to the teachings, Rinpoche asks that we give rise in our hearts to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, the awakening mind, which means that we aspire to attain the precious state of Buddhahood that abides neither in the extreme of cyclic existence nor in the extreme of the peace of nirvana, and that we aspire to attain the state of Buddhahood not for our own benefit but for the benefit of limitless sentient beings. Sentient beings are limitless in number as space is vast in its extent. So, if we want to attain this state of Buddhahood, we know that we have to listen to, reflect on, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with great diligence and with great joyous enthusiasm in our hearts.
Sipa de Hiva Nika Tende Nansan Yimbatang Ton Tambar Trupatan Trava Tendan Trupatan Trave Nelo Hina Tene Sigi Nijin Talamene Besanji Jukumbandu.
The to and fro of existence and the peace of nirvana are just dependently arisen appearances. They are mere appearances. By realizing the true nature, which is free of all thoughts about it, then we will be able to attain the state of Buddhahood, which abides or falls into neither the extreme of existence nor the extreme of nirvanic peace. The 18th chapter is an examination of individuals and of phenomena. What is the nature of the individual and what is the nature of phenomena? That's what this chapter examines. And it is an explanation of the line in the sutras where the Buddha says that form is empty of being me and mine.
Rabzi jindene nyepa tang, chung tang, dunga tamche da tang da ke tawa le, sunga te se na, tene da tang da ke wa la, hirapche che kwe pare.
The reason why Nagarjuna wrote this chapter is that it's because all faults and all suffering arise from one cause, and that cause is the belief in the self. So it's very important to examine the self to see what it really is.
Dāke jūpse lōngchū, dāke drā, dāke nī, lā sōkwa, dātān dāke wē nāmto lā tīn tē, tēne mālam tō dōngā mādāwa nā tō sōngwā rē. Tē jīntō nīmī nē kāp sōyāng dōngā nā sōkwa tē, dātān dāke rā tāwa lē sōngwā rē.
When we have a dream, we dream about our body, my money, my friends, my enemies. Everything is me and my in this dream, and as a result of all this me and my, we experience suffering in a dream. And similarly, during the daytime, all suffering that we experience arises from a belief in me and my.
Namante kunzup to tende, jujin tende, so sanje nama, mulan juma choda tavar yobatang. Ton tambar madrupa, rangyema, patrupan ta tamje dan travar tokubare.
So, what does it mean to examine this self? It means to understand that this self, in terms of its appearance, the appearance of the self, is just the coming together of causes and conditions, just like an appearance of a self in a dream, in an illusion, or the appearance of the moon that appears in a pool of water. So that's all that the self is in terms of its appearance. In terms of its true nature is inexpressible. Its true nature is beyond all thoughts about what it might be. It is completely free from all mental elaborations.
Tene nangba lo la sanchok som tang sanchok som tang nyande som khe pare. Tene sanchok tambo nyintu je sanchok am, nyintu je nyande te dami nyi je nangni kanzak da mai pa. To te danzen se na nyimong se dunga se te sanchok am tharpata pare.
Within the Buddhist tradition, there are three types of enlightenment explained. There are three types of nirvana, three types of the transcendence of suffering that are explained. The first enlightenment, the first nirvana, is that of the hearers of the first turning of the wheel of Dharma. And the way that it is attained is by eliminating all thoughts of I, by realizing that there is no I. When that realization is attained, then all of the mental afflictions, all of the kleshas go away, and all suffering goes away. And that is the attainment of enlightenment. The enlightenment, the second type of enlightenment, is that of the solitary realizers, the Pracheka Buddhas. And in addition to realizing the emptiness of the self of individual, that there is no I, they also realize half of the emptiness of phenomena. They realize that perceived phenomena have no true existence.
Thikpa chimpu lo la dzogpa sanchuk te kanzak da mepa tang chuj da mepa nika dzogpar mato na sanjiji kompa to mato pare
The enlightenment of the in the Bodhisattva vehicle is the enlightenment of the Buddha, and this enlightenment is not attained until both the selflessness of the individual and the selflessness of phenomena are realized perfectly and completely. And so that's why, in addition to proving that the self of the individual doesn't exist, there are many teachings by the Buddha, and there are many analyses of why it is that the that phenomena do not truly exist also.
Karpa nishatang, karpa jala sobala suenam jitso sa te, tar sancho ngonda seba kapso, tene sanje mapepa, nintu yang seba, tundu kapso, tene java lang te, ranga sancho, ranga ngonda seba re, seba soryang, lama da gebi kini yo mare, kandesa gongre sena totro la sobala nro, rota rupantong, rota rupantong te chova che te, Mumma Dame pa tongo som the tote, then rang sanjung on the separate.
In terms of the solitary realizers, the way that their realization happens is that they spend about 20 eons. One eon is the time it takes for the universe to come into existence and then to completely disintegrate again. So they spend about 20 eons accumulating merit, and at the end of that time, then they take birth in a place where there is no Buddha and there's no Sangha. So they're basically completely on their own, and in this birth, they wind up one day going to a cemetery. And they go to a cemetery, and at the time they go there, not like a cemetery like we have, but where there's lots of bones lying around all over the place. And so at the time when they go there, then their habits from past lives where they've accumulated all of this merit and studied under teachers all of this time wakes up. And so they look at these bones and they remember how bad the cycle of existence is, and they develop deep renunciation for all of the cycle of existence. And so they like pick up a bone and they say, where did this come from? They say, well, this came from death. Well, where did death come from? Death came from birth. Well, where did birth come from? Birth came from existence. And so they go back through the 12 links of dependent arising in reverse order. Finally, they get to the second link, which is action. They say, well, where did action come from, which resulted in this existence? Action comes from ignorance. And then when they get to ignorance, their realization of from that they've accumulated in past lives of selflessness awakens, and they realize that ignorance itself has no root either. And they realize the selflessness in the way that Rinpoche has described. And then, so then they attain their enlightenment.
This is not the case. The same thing is that 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 the same thing.
So that's why this, we can read this verse where it talks about the solitary realizers not having to rely on a teacher in their last lifetime to attain enlightenment. So let's read this together. Although perfect Buddhas have not arisen and the hearers have disappeared, the wisdom of the solitary realizers will arise perfectly without them needing a teacher. That's why if there are some people who meditate without a teacher and they just have a lot of natural understanding of what the meaning of the teachings is without relying on a teacher, then that's similar to the way that the solitary realizers attain their realization. So the 19th chapter then is an examination of time, and it's an explanation of the line in the sutras where the Buddha says, you can't see the past, you can't see the present, and you can't see the future.
Rabzi jenre te ngupo denpan dopan namje tusum yobe ser jumsin la ten te ngupo denpar kelembare te kakpa che to ngupo demi dopa la tusum ma dopa ma to na tusum dendro maka na ngupo demi ten to go yoma te se na tene tusum dendro kakpare rangin je dopa kakpare.
So the reason why Nagarjuna wrote this chapter was because there were those who believed that the three times were real, that the past was real, that the present was real, and that the future was real. And in dependence on that, then all phenomena really exist. All the phenomena that exist in these three times are real. And so until these people gave up their belief that the three times were real, they could not realize that phenomena were not real. So in order to help them to give up that belief that the three times are true, Nagarjuna wrote this chapter to analyze and to demonstrate through logical analysis that the three times do not truly exist.
Maumba ngopo machi besena tanda mi. Tatar je ngopo kechik chik mene paan jing do besena tuso madro paa mame pare.
So, to say that the three times exist, we would have to find some entity of them that we could point to and say this is what it is. So, in the past is gone. So there's absolutely no entity or anything you can point to and say, oh, here it is, like that. The future has not come yet, so there's nothing you can point to there either. And the present is just this finger snap. It is completely fleeting. So there's nothing there either that you can point to and say, this is it. So in any of the three times, there exists no entity, no substantial entity of existence, so the three times really do not exist. So if we think about the movement of our finger and try to find the past, the present, and the future there, the past movement is gone. The future movement has not yet happened. And the present movement does not remain even for one of the, even for the tiniest instant you could possibly imagine.
다 두 답은 아니 특히 찍던데래 다다르 송다 마음바 가데 내라 뜨잖아 다다르 송다 마음바 내부드나 여반 저렇게 잡아서
So let's recite this verse together. If the present and the future were dependent on the past, the present and the future would exist in time past.
To some to dog to dobre, to no drop at the decap to the bat, the tatar soma to tata wata, maumba ni katin deba la tuba yina tatar soma de debutun a yerper tarte.
So, you might think that, well, the three times exist some way in which they are dependent on each other. So, of course, the present, you know, now exists independence. Now is, of course, dependent on before now and after now. But that doesn't mean that they don't exist. You might think like that. This with the argument that these people forwarded. Was that the three times existed in a way that they depended on each other for their existence. So Nagarjuna's response to that is that if the present, for example, existed in a way that it depended on the past, then these two would have to meet. Because for one thing to depend on the other, they both have to be there. You can't depend on somebody who's not there. And the present cannot depend on something which is not there. So the present cannot depend really on the past because the present does not exist in the past. So that type of line of reasoning doesn't make any sense.
Take the jona deba tangna maumba katate tulo tu jona deba tangna maumba tate tuna yabar.
The same thing can be said if you change the lines around. If you say that the past, if the past and the future were dependent on the present, then the past and the future would exist in the present.
Taking the Tatar song down, Deba ni Maumba la tujorna, Tatar song down, Maumba deputuna yapanjo, young Jonani.
And we could do the same thing if we said that the past and the present depended on the future. If the past and the present were dependent on the future, the past and the present would exist in the future.
Teta rikpe chena tu madrup na yang kunzup to tini juchin tende cho tsamje tu chu yapare. Penna tare karero gitar tang chik chung chung kare.
Chalo.
Gitar tang chalo. Chalo ta pia na te so dra te chena madrup na yang Machina, Tene to some la to the tender Nangando, Dranyambo Dagre, Tedan Dower. Dra.
Larenti, Dra Machina.
Take Matanga,
Lassa.
Requay Mate, Requay Take Matamba Caps of Nangando Yoba, Nangando Nimbo Yovare.
Lassa.
Tena Madopa.
Lassa. So these three times in terms of their appearance are just mere appearance, and they are the mere appearance that is the coming together of certain causes and conditions. And if we don't investigate that, it looks like that they are real. But once we investigate, we find out that there's really nothing there, that there really are no three times at all. And so it's the same thing with cello and piano and guitar music. If you don't investigate, then it's very pretty sounds. But if you investigate, you see that these sounds don't exist.
Kangisana lebichik tang na te tambung go tsoba ne matar je pardo tene jichin tende tso tsang je nangwa ten derwa zo te tene nyembu chakano. O tambung go tso ta tsar son sam ha kukutwa te nang tang do yobar.
So the reason why is because we connect all of these instants of sound together, and so then we can remember, oh, what the beginning of the piece sounded like that's played, and then you can remember it all the way through, and you come out with a very nice feeling of hearing this music, but that's only because it's just a mere appearance.
Tetar do guitar dang chalo re.
La re.
Chalo dang piano this drat, jo chigle sunga mare, chin chigle sunga mare, lapi yowa chigle sunga mare, tene kanga, jo chin tender mambo so, ya lapi yowa mandava na so so, nam dog yowa mandava na so wala tende, tene dranyan bayong. Taking the chutam de jo chin tender, jo chigle sunga mare, chin chigle sunga mare, jo chin tender so wala tende sunga.
So if we think about this piano music and the cello music and guitar music, it doesn't just arise from one cause or one condition, one hand. It arises from many, many different causes and conditions. You have to first have to know how to play, and then your hands have to move in the right way, and you have to have an instrument, and there has to be somebody listening, and there have to be all these thoughts about it. All of these thoughts have to think about what it is and understand what it is, and constantly our mind is constantly active during the time we're listening, constantly moving. And so dependent on all of these things, then you get the appearance of a nice sound. And so just like that, all phenomena depend on many different causes and conditions coming together to produce the mere appearance of them.
Data room, Jujin, Chokpa Tang, Chokpa Le Song Tor Tang, Chokpa Nani, Jig Matang Naya, Majoma Tendra Wala Samna, Tene Tongba Nito Le Lava Yung Yere, Telope, Romon King La Songbe, Tenju, Romon King La Songbe, Doha Jere, Teleyan Tendra Wosongbe.
So if we think about all of the causes and conditions that are necessary for the appearance of a nice sound to arise in our minds and to have the feeling of this nice music, and if we think about how it is that even if one of these causes and conditions is not present, then there's no nice sound at all, then emptiness will be very easy for us to understand. And in fact, Tilopa, the great yogi Tilopa, sang one song to a musician where he made this very same point.
This is the Roman answer la yapo nina kipo yungre, ne log la samna, tene tongba nitogre, yapo.
So if we think about the relative, the way that this music appears to us, then we get a very nice feeling of listening to very nice music. And if we think about its true nature, being empty of any existence, then we'll understand emptiness. And so in that way, listening to music is very good.
Dodan tenju leyan dra denbar madrobe pe tan trakchata drani da rangin je madrobe pe trakke dra tan drani je da la so pasung ba
sa janian karadas
drani si je te apiano da
la sa. So the examples that are given in terms of the examples of empty forms for how sound is just appearance and emptiness inseparable are echoes and the sounds of musical instruments.
Da ni chö pa chok pa tak ba re. Chok pa tak ba de chok pa tak ben ro do yin de te de se ro ngo bo yo me de ngo bo chok pa yo me yin do le song ba re ti gong ba de ba re de se ro ngo bo yo ba ma re.
So this chapter is the next chapter is an examination of combinations, and it is an explanation of the line in the sutras where it says, the Buddha said, therefore, entities do not exist and combinations do not exist. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean the that there is no mere appearance of the coming together of things, but what it means is that there is no entity formed at all by the coming together of things. There is no extra entity there when things come together. And so this chapter is an explanation of that. So this was written by Nagarjuna in order to explain to people who had the belief. Some people believed that because causes and conditions were real, and the things that came from causes and conditions were real, then existence was something real. So in order to refute that belief in the true existence of things that arise from the coming together of causes and conditions, then Nagarjuna wrote this chapter. So these people believed that arising was real because the coming together of causes and conditions was real. So until you understand that the coming together of these causes and conditions is not real, then you cannot give up your belief in arising if you're a person who thinks like that. So there are many good examples that we can think of how it is that there's no substantial entity formed by the coming together of causes and conditions. And one of them is a movie. When you go see a movie and you see all of these people and they're talking and all of these things happening on the screen, then those events and those people are the result of many different causes and conditions coming together in order to have this appearance of them, but there's nothing there at the same time. So that's a good way we can think about it. Other examples are like a forest or an army. You know, these are the coming together of many different individual things, and so they are a mere combination. But there is no extra entity formed when a bunch of trees are stuck in the same place. Even though we call this a forest, what that is a mere combination. The idea that there is any real thing that is a forest, that does not exist, absolutely does not exist. Neither does when a bunch of soldiers come together, you say this is an army. Well, where is this army? It's just a mere combination. It's just a bunch of soldiers all in the same place. A very good example is like a car and an airplane. Because these are things, if you take an airplane and you lay all the pieces of this airplane out on the ground, you know, there's no airplane. Then you arrange the same pieces in a certain way, and presto, you have this airplane. Now, where did this airplane come from? You know, there's no extra weight. There's nothing else there. It's just a mere combination. There is no entity of the airplane at all. Absolutely not. So then this chapter is devoted to a proof that there really is no such thing as an entity formed by a combination. So let's read this verse together. If the cause and the result were but the same, the producer and produce would be the same. If the cause and the result were wholly different, a cause and what is not a cause would be equivalent.
So
if you look at a flower, which I can't see, but I assume is one is there.
Dendo.
Oh.
Derando.
Yeah. Couldn't see the flower Rinpoche was pointing. If you look at a flower, then the causes that come together to produce this flower are like the earth and the seed and the water and the sun and space. So this is the coming together of all of these causes, but there's no entity formed by them, right? And similarly, this flower is a combination of many different parts, but there's no extra entity that is this combination. It's just a mere combination of different parts. And so both the combination of the causes and the combination of the, that is the result, are beyond being either one or many. There's no entity that you can find that is either one thing, nor can you find any entity that is many things.
So,
when these, all of these causes, like the seed and the water and the soil and all of them come together, then the result, which is the flower, is not present. At the time the result is present, which is the flower, the causes, the seed, and everything else are not present. So there is never any connection between cause and result. So what the cause cannot be said to have any effect on the result because there's never any meeting with the result. So how can it affect it or cause it? Once you examine, you see that the relationship between cause and effect is something that is just created by the mind.
The
way that this verse analyzes it is to